It's especially satisfying because now, while you totally cling to this thought form, a new belief, I've just been converted to ism, this ism or that ism. And for that moment, it's for a while, it's very satisfying, particularly because it puts you in a position of being right. And the rest of the world who don't share your belief, hopefully there are many who don't share it, because that will strengthen your sense of separateness of me. Oh, great, I know the truth and you don't. So you don't get that here either. So we are here not to add more. So on that level, it is not satisfying to be sitting here the whole afternoon, because nothing is being given. Not even stimulating to the mind. Not even interesting, where the mic say, isn't that interesting? He really gave us food for thought. So we are here to step out of, quite simply, identification with the content of the mind, to step out of the thought stream and reactive patterns that are part of that conditioning of the self, the mind-made self, and also the emotions that accompany the mind-made self, the thought movements of the mind-made self. We see it, and then even to see it is the first, you're taking one step out. Most humans are still totally identified with the movement of thought and the reactive patterns that are part of the conditioned sense of me. And here, suddenly you see it. So the moment you see that movement, you have one foot out. It's still happening, but the seeing is the arising of a deeper dimension of consciousness. Sometimes in Buddhism they may call it the witness or the witnessing presence, where you can see a pattern in yourself, a mind pattern or an emotional pattern, which means your sense of self suddenly is no longer in it. You are not identified. Identify comes from Latin, idem ficare. Ficare is to make. Idem is the same. To make the same as I. So a thought becomes as if it were I, as if there were I in it. A self. So when you see it, there's the beginning of freedom. When you see how usually one is totally identified, not just with the mental image of me, but the compulsive thought activity that goes with deriving one's sense of self from mental content. And because there's a sense of self in mind, in thought, thought has become compulsive. And the movement of thought, the stream of thinking, for most humans, hardly ever stops. And a lot of the thinking, of course, is about me and my problems and my future, problematic. My past, unsatisfying, hasn't really fulfilled me. And so the compulsive mind movements that most people are trapped in all day long, which even psychologists who had no interest in anything spiritual, They observed the mind movements, the thought movements of normal human beings, and realized that 99% of the thoughts that go through a person's mind every day are repetitious. They are the same thoughts that went through their minds yesterday and last year, and in many cases 20 years ago. Although sometimes certain changes can happen. Nothing fundamental. And you know how futile thought movements can be when there's nothing you can do. And you would be so much better off if you could just be fully here without being compelled to have your attention in the mind stream.